Hour number two, Darren, Donick, and Chase. Yeah, he's here. He's here from the airport.
Hi.
Teron Davenport talking with TD. They're both from KC. They're not via the train. They're not via an automobile.
No, no planes, trains, and automobiles.
But a plane. You actually got here via a plane. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
I've officially lived planes, trains, and automobiles, so.
Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. Three coins in a fountain. You guys haven't heard this one? One seeking happiness.
Hey, you're in the groove, man. Why not?
We're going to let you go.
We said in the first hour, I know you guys were traveling back and you've been in an airport and now you're here. Look, it's disappointing. Everybody's sad. It stinks that we don't get to talk about this run for two more weeks. But the bottom line is, unfortunately, they lost to a better team. Do you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. That's the bottom line. I mean, when you look at what the Chiefs were able to do, once they started stretching that field horizontally, man, you can't cover everybody and get a pass rush. That's why this draft, yeah, it's time to look at that. I'll be in Mobile.
That's what I said was number one.
Yep, tomorrow, 5 a.m., flying down to Mobile. The grind never stops. It's the marathon. So we're definitely going to be looking at some guys, you know, and bringing you content from that perspective.
I think draft and maybe even free agency, too.
I think it's both.
Yeah. Marcus Golden and Matt Judon. Everybody's going to say Yannick Ngakoue, but, you know, there's only so much money that could go around. There's 20 expiring contracts.
So that's interesting because that's what I said. I said, to me, pass rush has to be, in my opinion, the number one thing. It was kind of the one glaring thing. And I understand Mahomes is elusive and he's probably the best quarterback in the league and he's tough to bring down, but you still have to apply the pressure and they need guys. Look, every quarterback, I don't care how good you are, they get uncomfortable when that pocket starts closing and people are always around them or applying the pressure and they just didn't do that good enough yesterday.
Right, and that's the thing. It goes back to, because there was at one point in the game, I even posted on Twitter, I said, they're literally doing everything they want. They're making the Chiefs or the Titans have to defend from sideline to sideline every blade of grass. So they had to, like I said, so many guys had to be devoted to coverage. You couldn't get home with your front four. That's why I asked Coach Vrabel that question. If it was just a matter of not being able to get home with your guys up front. Because there is so much on coverage. Logan Ryan, we talked about that too. And he mentioned the same thing, that it's just, you can't cover everybody and get pressure. And unless you have a dominant guy up front, you're not going to be able to do it.
How do you explain 69 yards rushing? I didn't think anybody could do that. How did they do it?
Well, it was gang tackling, right? I mean, it was like almost every time he had the ball, there was three or four guys tackling him. And then they were going low. So now, you know, Derrick Henry's going to have to go back to the drawing board and just kind of think a little bit. As a running back, you're not really supposed to leave your feet, but there might be times when they're diving, he might have to jump, you know, to get over those guys diving. But that's really what it was, rallying to him. Collectively, they made their mind up that everyone was going to make tackles, and that's what they did. Like, everyone was involved in it. And then, obviously, the second half, look, I don't care that they're down 11 points. I still felt they should have ran the football. Right, and that's what they have done in the past.
Me too. Especially in the second half. It's worked in the second half.
Right, exactly. They get stronger in the second half. They start to wear down in the second half. But, I mean, it's easy for me to sit here in this chair and say they should have ran the ball. Like, I don't know what was going on as far as offensive line. You know, Chris Jones was eating, right? Frank Clark was doing his thing. But I want to say this. 49.
Sorensen?
That guy
was everywhere.
He played a good game.
Absolutely impressed me. Now, I you know, in watching and doing film study, I saw him and I was like, hey, you know, they drop him down the box and he's, you know, a solid defender. No, he's a really good run defender, you know, to the point where he's a safety. They play him like a linebacker.
So, but let's consider this. Why didn't they give him the ball? Because remember, the Chiefs fans, ironically, were saying this 2 years ago when the Titans beat them. Why didn't they give so-and-so? Who was the running back then?
Kareem Hunt.
Before he had his issues, he was having a really good first half, and he didn't get the ball in the second.
Well, he led the league. Titans, I think he led the league in rushing that year.
The Titans just simply didn't have the ball. a whole lot in the second half. They had it for 11 minutes.
They had three and outs.
They had three and outs.
How many series did they have?
Four.
Right.
And,
so
and the
four
last,
series,
and
he had
the last
what, three
one,
carries?
The last one, the, okay, the third time is they scored a touchdown. The fourth time is a total desperation, or maybe five. No, wait, let's take a look at the possession drive chart here.
That first series when they got the ball after that ball was behind Tyreek Hill and
yes.
he dropped it and they had to punt. Tell me, I know I'm almost positive what it is, but
yeah.
tell me.
Okay, so they get the ball after they. So at this point, he's got 16 carries for 62 yards. The mm-hmm. table is set, right? They've been feeding him the last 2 months. What happens in the second half? The breakthrough happens. He goes wild and dominates the game. So, as you said, Tyreek Hill drops the ball. Titans get the ball at their own 21. First play, Derrick Henry, right tackle for 3 yards.
Then what?
Then pass incomplete. Third and seven. They get the pickup to Adam Humphries. And on top of it, the next play, they get too many men on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have first and five at their own 37. They give it to Derrick Henry again, four-yard gain. Second and one at the 41. This is looking good.
He got stuffed, right?
He got stuffed, and then there's the penalty for holding on Dennis Kelly, which...
That took you out of a
yeah.
You have to pass the
right.
ball to try to get it manageable.
Okay, and so what happens then? They have to punt. Remember, Tannehill runs, and he runs right into Sorensen, who makes a great hit on him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe there was a chance he was going to get that.
I don't think he could have outraced him to the sticks.
Yeah, so they punt it. The next time they get the ball back, it's the fourth quarter. Right? They didn't get the ball the whole rest of the quarter. And the next time they get it back, after Kansas City chews up 7 minutes on the clock, it's 28-17. And so at that point, Derrick Henry's day was pretty much done.
But it shouldn't
fourth
have been.
Quarter, you're down 28-17.
So what? Fourth quarter, they've been down by 9 points before. And they ran the ball. Don't get away from it. You absolutely needed a score. It's 28-17. Guess what you need? A score. Guess what gives you your best chance to score? I don't know. 22, running the rock.
Well, they threw – okay, so let's look at the next possession.
I'm with you. They got,
they're down 28-17.
That's the first time you've really seen them get away from that plan.
But they're, okay, it's the fourth quarter. Fairly early in the fourth quarter. They get the ball. They're down 28-17. They throw a 15-yard pass to Corey Davis. They go no huddle. They try the screen pass to Derrick Henry, which has worked so well for them. It's the play that they scored on the very first game of the year, right? They ran that play.
They snuffed it out quick.
They were all over it, minus two. So they tried to get him the ball there. Now it's second and 12. They're off schedule. They try to throw it to A.J. Brown. They get a five-yarder there, third and seven, sack. They got to punt it away. So it's more or less, it's not a three and out, but after the 15-yard pass, it's four and out. So it's not like they, you know, didn't have him in the plan. They tried to throw the screen pass to him, but they just couldn't get the first downs. They only had the ball 11 minutes in the pass. Then the next time they get the ball back, it's 35-17. Now it's desperation time because that's when they gave up the one home run play they were trying to avoid all day. But they hit him with the 60-yarder. Like the game plan was they were really making them work. But they couldn't get the stops in the red zone. And then there was twice they let him loose.
And they
right,
couldn't get stops on third downs either.
Couldn't like, get stops was, on third down.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of third and threes, third and twos, right? You're like they're so good. They're just so good.
They are, man. They were.
They won the game.
And here's the thing. What I'm sure was frustrating for them is they had everything covered multiple times. But Mahomes was able to get out.
And just get to that line.
And
just
get to
the line,
to the step out of bounds. You didn't get to hit him or anything.
Demoralizing.
It's demoralizing. You just see
the whole
body language.
By the way, they
the
shut Kelsey down. Shut him down. And guess what?
Did a great job on him.
Watkins.
Not Tyreek Hill.
Well, Tyreek Hill and Watkins. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the point.
That's what makes a great team.
Kelsey's the best in the game at tight end, and they shut him down. And there's just no – you can't
– Right.
Pick your
boys. Right, you can't stop. Yeah, you can't.
You pick who you're going to stop, and that's going to cause seepage for someone else.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Teron, you and I were both in the locker room after the game, and I said this with Willie and Derek on the postgame show, that the thing that really, really stood out to me is, yes, they're disappointed. They lost the game and their season's over. You got that vibe. But you also got the vibe of there was a sense of accomplishment on the season, and that they just kind of know they got beat by the better team. They didn't beat themselves. It's a totally different feel when you have a team that should have won a game and they make mistakes and beat themselves.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the head held high mentality that they had after the game, even though, yes, they were disappointed in losing.
I mean, their feeling was different than what the Packers probably felt.
Sure.
Like, they really were never they were never in that game. They were playing catch up, and nobody ever felt like they were going to win that game. Like, that's got to be a horrible feeling, right? Your season ended in your conference championship game, and you were basically blown out.
Yep. I mean, that game was over early. I remember peeking up, and I saw, 24 or 27?
27-0.
I said, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Let me keep working.
it was
nothing
not
to see here.
Yeah.
Keep moving. All right, we'll come back more with Teron Davenport. On the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Yeah, I definitely shed a couple of tears, you know, just because, you know, I love my teammates, love the chemistry that we had, you know, throughout this whole season, you know. And we had to stick together, you know, through the adversity. You know, we got a lot of great guys in the locker room. It's football. We know the locker room is going to change. But, you know, and I just felt like I could have did more for this team. I love this team. I love playing football. I love competing. And I love being around my teammates. You know, life is not always, you know, laughs and giggles is going to be hard. But, you know, you got your brothers to lean on, your teammates to lean on, you know, to get you through those hard times. And I feel like, you know, those guys helped me, you know, get through a lot. You know, and, you know, I'm definitely going to miss this team. But I look back, you know I had a lot of great teammates, you know, a lot of great moments, a lot of good things I can reminisce on.
Well, don't go down memory lane too much, Derek. You're not graduating. You're coming back. You can create some new memories.
Let's ask Teron.
J-Rob gave me a blank check. I was supposed to give that to Derek.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. And I think that's where I go back to, I hope they can come to a number that both sides can feel good about. A blank check is not going to make one side feel good. I don't know what that number is. I just don't want there to be a, we did it.
Cringe.
It's painful. Yeah. We did it, though.
Well, let's hit Teron with this, because I brought this up in the first hour, Teron, while you guys were probably still in the air, touching down.
You were on the air, or we were in the air?
We were on the air. You were in the air. But you hear that sound clip, right? And that's a different one than we played from the last hour. But I could pick out any sound clip while this run has gone on. I just love the team angle that Derrick Henry takes. And so, if they have to open up the wallet more than maybe they like, I, as a general manager, will always feel better about investing in guys that I know are good guys. It's not just a good player. This guy is a guy that carries himself well. He represents the team well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some guys who are like, I don't want to name names, okay? But they're obvious, right? The guys are like, this guy's extremely talented. I'm a little shaky with how he carries himself. He's about himself. I don't know
and
about
how
off the
he,
field.
How will he carry himself when he's got now loads
right,
of cash?
Right, right. There's been a lot of guys in a lot of sports.
Yeah.
Man, that dude.
But this guy is a guy I believe in investing in.
Yeah, that question, how will he carry himself if he got loads of cash? Man, that dude is like Robin Hood, man. No,
yeah.
Seriously, because you look at what he did, right? A couple days before Christmas, $10,000 in layaways he paid off at Burlington. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You look at, you know, for going to, I was talking to one of the cafeteria workers. He personally gave them bonuses on top of, you know what I mean? Like, he, not a large group, but a group of, that dude looks out for the cookout, man. That's the bottom line. And then you look at what he said. He accounted for 69% of their offense before that game.
And he's saying, I could have done more.
And he says, I could have done more. Like, that dude is the ultimate team player. Rolex is for the offensive lineman. Anytime you ask him about, you know, what he was able to accomplish, he brings up the offensive line. He mentions the receivers for going down and digging out the DBs for the long runs. If there's a guy, like you said, if there's a guy that you invest money in,
it's him.
And then here's the other thing. You could always go back and look at him with the shades on.
What is this look we had yesterday?
Hey, it's a morning look, man. Like he's in mourning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, look,
you might as well play that Boys the Man. You know, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And we take with me the memories.
Oh, man, I need to pull out that cassette.
Maybe CD. That was on CD.
Yeah, I probably had that on cassette.
It's the early 90s.
But that's the thing. I think if you give him a big deal, you could always go back later and revisit it and tweak it. That's how I feel about it. I feel I could see him being that guy. But you have to be careful. He carried the rock, what, 370 times this year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he could do it next year, but my question is, after next year, then what? Because you look at that Larry Johnson decline.
Turner.
Turner, too.
There's a lot of examples.
But Michael Turner was more of a crash test dummy. You know what I mean? At least Derek doesn't take as many hits as Michael Turner.
He's
But he's also built.
How many times
do
you see Derek Henry really actually get hit? I mean, like, hit. You don't see him get
hit
that much.
Bad. And also, I think he's built to take it. He also didn't have a lot of mileage coming into this year.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like he's had 4 years of this. So I feel good about the next at least 2 or 3 years. But as we said, you can make a long list of guys who were great for 2 or 3 years, and then the wear and tear just catches up.
Well,
that's why it's so hard to invest in the running back.
That's why I think you have to draft somebody to play behind him. Take some carries away. Give him to whoever the next guy is. Cut bait with Deion Lewis because that hasn't worked, and you know have a backup plan so you're not just wearing him down.
What is the magic number? I'm just asking you just to throw a number out there. What would you think is a good number that, going back to what I said, both sides can shake hands and feel good about the deal?
I think if on paper they show 13 or 14 million per year.
Mm.
I think that's a good number, if on paper. Now, obviously, all right, so if you want a deal, okay, so let's go 3 years, $50 million, or go 4 years, $50 million, and guarantee over the first 3 years, $40 million. Let me just throw out a number. Guarantee, so three times 14, that's what, 52? So, all right, so 4 years, $60 million.
42.
42, yeah, excuse me. Four years, $50 million, guarantee 42 of it.
That's almost, okay, so you're almost going to guarantee the whole contract.
Okay, so let's use the comparisons. Who are the top guys right now? Ezekiel Elliott just had the
Gurley.
Okay, but Elliott just had the most recent one. He held out, right? He worked, He's up there. Todd Gurley's up there. Le'Veon Bell's up there. David Johnson's up there.
And what's the annual on?
And none of those teams made the playoffs.
I'm just saying.
Isn't that you
and Gurley's hurt?
I know. I'm just saying that they didn't make the playoffs. But that's I know. When I'm not making a case against it, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay. I'm reading this off of OverTheCap.com. I'm assuming this is reputable, because you know there's so many
different
ways. Over
the cap's good. They're good.
So you have the total value of the contract, which is maybe less important than the total guarantee, right?
Yes.
So we have Ezekiel Elliott, $90 million total value, total guaranteed $50 million, fully guaranteed $28 million, average per year $15 million. Todd Gurley, $57.5 million. Total guaranteed $45 million, average per year 14.3. So I think aren't we talking right in this neighborhood? Right?
I think he should Derek be right
Henry
in
is
that
the NFL rushing champ.
But here's the thing that's going to work against him, and to his credit, and to his running back coach Tony Dews, to their credit, they worked hard on making him a better blitz pickup, right? Better in pass pro. They worked hard to get him. Like, you actually saw them actually on yesterday. He motioned and he was lined up on the outside. Now, I don't know how productive that is, but the fact of the matter is they worked to get him to be a little more multidimensional. Ezekiel Elliott is already there. He was there coming out of Ohio State. Todd Gurley, healthy, was there. Like, he was a really good pass-catching running back. I think because of the fact that you have that difference, I think that's the issue. But then the only thing is you turn around and you look at David Johnson's deal, and granted he was hurt. I think it was a foot that you know, his injury. But you look at David Johnson's deal, and then you look at Kenyon Drake coming in. And once he came in, like, it was over. David Johnson was on the side. So you have to be careful as far as, like, what the value of that guy is to your total pitcher. And I think that's where Derrick Henry drives his own price right. It drives it up. Because you look at how much 69% of the offense.
He was the reason they got there.
Right. And you look at last year. Why did they make the push last year to be in that all-in game against the Colts? Because of his magical December.
Yep.
Well, the counter to what I said is, all those teams didn't make the playoffs. Well, you could say, well, there's a reason why the Rams. Because look how important Gurley is.
Yeah.
When he's not a factor, look at the difference in the Rams.
Yeah. So what's the most important number of all these things that I just read off? Total guaranteed, fully guaranteed. Is it the average per year, or is it the total guaranteed?
It's guaranteed. It's the guaranteed.
I think it's a mix.
Are you
of
asking
guaranteed.
A player or the franchise? Which one? Which perspective do you want?
Well, from an agent perspective, I'm going to tell you it's guaranteed in the average per year.
Okay.
One of those has to be right there at the top or right next to it, because then, like, Jimmy Sexton is no slouch as an agent, right? So when he goes to recruit, Travis Etienne next year, he's going to say, look, this is what I got from my client, Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
He was the highest guaranteed. He's got the highest guaranteed amount of money out of all running backs. Or he has the highest average salary per year out of all running backs. You have to be able to have one of those. One of those are going to have to be in the equation, especially when you're dealing with a guy like Jimmy Sexton who's not going to take shorts.
And so let's look at these guys, right? Elliott had a pretty good year. Todd Gurley, already at 26, they had to manage his workload a little bit, right? He's got health issues that
the league with a bad knee, though.
But the fact is, he was, they had to be careful with him. They decided to take a different route before the season ever started to try to get the most out of him long term, and he's only 26. Le'Veon Bell at 28, is he a good investment for what the Jets got? I guess we'll find out.
I'm going to tell you the bad investment for the Jets. That daggone Adam Gase. That's the bad investment for the
okay.
Jets.
Yeah.
They put that money into Le'Veon Bell, and he doesn't want to do things to you. You have a Swiss Army knife, and he doesn't want to use them. That's all Gase. Yeah. That's not Le'Veon.
All right. David Johnson is 29. His average is $13 million a year. Have they gotten a good return on that investment? He's been hurt. They haven't been very good. This is why the risk is involved. Devontae Freeman is next on the list.
Hurt.
Saquon Barkley is next on the list. He's on a different deal, but he's still getting a lot.
Yeah,
here,
he was a high
this.
Draft pick.
Yeah.
You know.
Jerick McKinnon has done nothing for the 49ers since signing this deal.
Hurt.
$30 million deal, 7.5 per year.
Hurt.
Leonard Fournette, Lamar Miller, Duke Johnson, Giovanni Bernard, the next on the list. Now, the numbers are starting to drop off.
Yeah, because you're down to what, the 7 million, 8 million range, I'll guess?
Six.
See?
Yeah. So what's the number? Let's just take average per year.
13 or 14.
Is it 13 or 14? So right among the league, among the top in the league.
Yep.
But does it have to top Ezekiel Elliott?
Something has to top it. Whether it's guaranteed money, average, okay. Something has to top it.
So Zeke's, what, total guarantee is?
Total guaranteed is 50 million.
Right. Fully guaranteed 28.
Right.
Yeah. I know there's differences. But.
Yeah.
And this is the first year of his deal, whereas Gurley, this is what, the third or fourth? Coming up this year, this would be the third.
This
or
would third be the year. Third coming
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Texans have parted ways with Romeo Crennel.
Mm.
So he is no longer the defensive coordinator for Bill O'Brien.
He may have another role, though, from what I'm reading it, similar to what happened when Vrabel was the DC.
Not to put the cart before the horse. I want to see what happens with Dean Pease. I pray that he stays because I love interacting with him. That guy is awesome. But if Dean Pease is like, hey, look, man, gave it a last shot, got to go. What do you think of Romeo Crennel as a DC here? Or what would you think of Wade Phillips?
Wow. I'm intrigued by both.
Yeah, they're both out there, I guess.
I don't think Wade Phillips went anywhere.
What's the more natural link in terms of philosophical?
Romeo.
Well, I think that would be what I would guess from afar.
I mean Vrabel.
Like they've worked together, right?
Yeah, because
Cornell and Pease, and I mean they've been.
But
sort of
he worked with Vrabel.
Period.
He was like an advisor the year that Vrabel was the defensive coordinator.
So
that
would make a lot of sense if Dean Pease is ready to hang it up.
Yeah,
and he's just coming off a red hot. I thought he was brilliant in the stretch run.
Logan Ryan told me after the game, he was like, he's a wizard. If you sit down and you actually watch film, this is what he said. If you sit down and you actually watch film, you will see that he is a wizard. And he's one of the best play callers he's ever played for. That was Logan Ryan's word. This guy played for Matt Patricia. He played for Belichick.
We'll come back. More talking with TD on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Again, and try to be gracious in victory and gracious in defeat. Can't say enough about Andy, his family, the Hunt family, an organization I played for 2 years. Happy for Andy, happy for, you know, some of those players that I know on that football team. And, you know, they deserve to go play for the championship.
Mike Vrabel after the loss in KC to the Chiefs. All right, so we had a good time with Derrick Henry. We all can agree that they need to agree, and he'll be back. Now, what about Ryan Tannehill? Because there's some interesting, you know, as we've been glued to the conference championship games because there's been a lot at stake in this market, there's been things going on around the league that, you know, you don't pay close attention to. Phillip Rivers is all of a sudden just showed up, and he's got his big, probably John Madden RV because he's got 19 kids. They're living in Florida now.
They are living in Florida.
And if you listen to Tom Brady's words, couldn't you make the case? It sounds like he's kind of ready for a new challenge.
It does. It says he still wants to play football.
But it doesn't sound like it's necessarily going to be in New England. So the reason I bring this up is there, before we get to Tannehill, there is a real shot that both of those guys could be in this division. Phillip Rivers in Jacksonville, Tom Brady in Indianapolis. Like that, is that crazy to think that?
Or Tom Brady in Nashville?
Or
I'm just
okay,
saying.
Okay, well, okay.
Hit
well,
him with the OJ. I'm
well,
just
fine.
Saying.
Then let's go there. What?
Yeah, because there's a
are you gonna
there's
pull
a legitimate
glove?
Question.
No,
attached with this.
So, okay, let's pause even more then. So, do you think that's really in the cards?
Hey, man, just spitballing, man.
Okay,
like I said to Willie on the break a couple breaks ago, man, I wouldn't be opposed to seeing that.
At 44, he'll be 44. I just can't see it.
The quick passing game. Go horizontal, open it
up. I mean,
up.
We're talking about the best ever.
He'd have
but in 44.
He'd have a run game, which he hasn't
definitely
really
would
had
have
yet.
A run game.
Yep.
Let me phrase
okay,
it. Like,
how about we go around the room now that Teron has opened up? This is fascinating. Let's
the cat
go.
Is
well,
out
can
of
I
the
phrase
bag.
It a certain way?
No, I want. But okay, yes. Before you phrase it, I want you to bag. You guys to go, and I'm gonna start with you then. Tom Brady. Let's say this is all it can happen. Tom Brady's told John Robinson, yeah, I'll come. We'll figure it out. We'll come up with the right price. We'll figure it out. Tom Brady or Tannehill for next year?
Okay, well, that's exactly how I was going to.
So what are you doing right now?
Is the price
your
the
call.
Same?
Because you're essentially getting.
No, it's not going to be the same. Because Tannehill's much younger. He's going to want a bigger
Tannehill,
deal.
Tannehill, 25, 26
Tannehill's 32.
A year.
He's not.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He's a little older
the other
than
one you just said is going to be 44.
Right.
But here's how you have to look at it, because you can't just say for next year. You're basically saying Brady for a year and Tannehill for 2+.
Okay.
That's
okay. Let's just say 2 years. For the sake of this conversation, Brady for next year or Tannehill for 2 years? Yes or no? Which one are you signing up for?
Man, start with me. Tannehill. I'm signing up for Brady. For 1 year.
Wow.
Really?
But I'm also, and I can't wait to see this young fella tomorrow, I'm also drafting Jordan Love with my first round pick.
With your first round pick?
With my first round pick.
Really?
Yep, that's how I'm doing it.
You haven't even gotten to Mobile yet. You're already drafting guys.
It doesn't just start when the season's over. I watch all year.
Hey, TD loves love. He loves love. That's how I feel.
Well, I can tell you, I will take Tannehill, and I would not hesitate. I will take Tannehill.
So it would appear.
Okay.
I just think that the fit that they had, the rhythm that they have, I wouldn't want to mess with that. I love the way the offense was cooking. I wouldn't want to change the formula. Okay. I like my formula.
I get what you're saying, and
they're going to have the 29th pick.
That formula is really good. You know, I've exhausted myself writing about this guy and praising him to the point where people call me a Tannehill fan. I like his game. Like, he is a perfect fit. I just think that you could hit, what's the saying, lightning in a pan or whatever?
Yeah, lightning in a bottle.
In a bottle, yeah. I think you could hit lightning in a bottle bringing Brady in here, and I think that would re-energize him because you're getting a guy that wants to show that he could win without Belichick, and then you're having a guy that you don't have to rely on him to pass the ball 40 times a game, 20 to 30 times a game, make it happen. I think, and then with that, I make sure Khalif Raymond comes back. But I go and get a guy like a K.J. Hamler from Penn State, or get a guy like Devin DuVernay, just another home run hitter, and we show that we could stretch the field vertically. That's how I would look at it if I was, you know, in position to make those calls.
Right. So I can't top any more but one thing, because I agree with everything Teron just said.
So you're voting for Brady. You want Brady.
Okay, but I'm going to listen to this ad. While these two are traveling back, what were we talking about in the first hour? What did I talk about that's critically important as they are in this window of them doing next year, right? They're in that window now to get – they've got people back. Well, geez, you add Tom Brady. What do you think that's going to do for Nissan Stadium? What do you think that's going to do for that environment over there on Sundays?
Packing.
You think they're going to have trouble selling tickets considering everything that we just talked about?
If they do, they need to just quit.
You're right. Honestly, yeah.
If we're having the conversation after coming off
AFC Championship game and they signed Tom Brady and we're having a conversation about 25,000 of the opposition's fans in the stadium or not selling tickets, then you're right. They just need to put a for sale sign up and just leave.
But what do they
do? Because that shouldn't even be a discussion piece.
What do they do the next year when he retires?
That's why I said draft Jordan Love. Look, man, I'll cover my bases.
But no, I'm just going to his thing about it's going to sell tickets. Yeah, it'll sell tickets for next year. But what about the next year?
Well, hopefully, hopefully you just win a Super Bowl. And then you don't have to worry about that because everybody then is completely on board.
The goal every year is to win a Super Bowl. But I think that goal has got andied up given this run that they had. Right, so now you're in a position where, you know what? Hey, swing for the fences.
Expectations are going to be higher.
You're going to be on more primetime games. That doesn't mean – well, it does because Logan Ryan mentioned how they – you know, he told me how they weren't on any primetime games. So it does mean something to the players. But I think this is a team, a franchise that should be expected to make a move to elevate themselves over the hump. AFC Championship game, cool. Come back next year and win it all.
You think Tom Brady is their starting quarterback? You think they're going to be on primetime?
Oh, for sure.
Maybe twice.
Twice? I mean,
no. I'm ready to bang the table because I can feel my sleeping patterns getting messed up. Man.
NBC is climbing over tables to put him on Sunday Night Football.
Maybe I'm too loyal, but Tannehill was so electric. Now, you've asked the question, Teron, is that lightning in the bottle?
I was talking about Brady coming here would be lightning in the bottle.
Right, but also Tannehill, you could argue, was kind of a lightning in the bottle. Nobody expected to be that good, right? When they gave him the starting reins, you were hoping just to get something going. Mm. He was not just good. He was fantastic. His numbers were off the charts.
Yes.
Based on what he had done before, way better than
he's ever done before. The red zone efficiency was just astronomical.
Yeah. So I think that's where they have to try to come up with what is the – because it all comes down to the price, right? Tom Brady made $23 million last year. But we know how, you know, there's all that speculation of, well, he makes 23 on paper, but he's getting this or this.
Well, you know from endorsements. Exactly. Right. And that's a whole separate monster.
He could make more. So I don't know what it would take for them to sign him. And then what would it take to – what's the right price for Tannehill? You don't want him to be overpaid, but you want to recognize that he fit, but you still want him to be sort of a, quote, bargain, right?
You want him to be the bargain, but you know Tannehill doesn't want to be a bargain.
But he doesn't have the leverage, I don't think.
I think
that he does.
If Tannehill goes on the market, that guy is going to be very highly sought after.
Oh, yeah.
Especially after what he did.
Nick Foles got $88 million from Jacksonville?
But he was a Super Bowl MVP.
Nick Foles.
He turned the Eagles around and pushed them in the playoffs. And on top of that, there was the connection with Del Rio. DeFilippo. You know what I mean? So it's a little different.
So is Tannehill in the 20 to 23? I'm looking at the
– At the very least, he's in there. At the very least.
Okay, but we're talking –
You think you're 25. You think Tannehill is going to sign for under $20 million in average?
Oh, I don't know about under 20, no. but I'm thinking 20
I don't think
is about right.
20
is about right.
Either. Why would he take $20 million?
Because he has spent his – he's 32. He has spent his entire career waiting to play for a good team. And he's got a fit right now. He's got the offensive coordinator. He had great chemistry with the running back. He's got good chemistry with the receivers. They're young receivers. I would want to stay. I would maybe take a little less to stay. That's how I would look at it. But that's how I might look at it.
He's also look at, like, this is my last big payday.
That's true.
Because there's
going
to be a team that's willing to overpay for
him. Here you go right here.
But why go?
I was waiting for somebody to bring that up because here's the deal. You could put together a deal for him that gives him an out after 2 years, right? So that way he could ball out, get another bite of the apple at 34 years old. Because remember, the Redskins gave Alex Smith a, what, four-year, $90 million deal with $71 million guaranteed at 34 years old. And another thing about the Alex Smith situation, why he's just such an interesting comparison. Because if the Titans were to sign Brady, I would look at that in a similar way to the Chiefs allowing trading Alex Smith and going with Mahomes. I just think Brady, it's just different with him as the quarterback. It's just different. And granted, Tannehill has been a baller. Like, I'll be the first to admit, that dude has balled out. And if they sign him, it wouldn't be a bad decision. Don't get me wrong. I just think you elevate a bit putting Brady in there.
would be unbelievable. I never answered the question. I would sign Brady. I'd sign Brady for a year.
All right, Darren?
I told you, man.
And by the way, if you want to vote at 1025 The Game on Twitter,
man,
I have put that question on Twitter.
Well, I mean, I'm really stunned.
What is so
– To me, the two biggest things are the motivation that you brought up, and there's no more – like, it's back to – sellouts is back to national television, and I know that's not the end all be all. They still have to win and produce, but you're now talking about Sunday Night Football. You're talking about Monday Night Football. You're talking about sellouts at Nissan Stadium.
Can you,
a guy who's extremely motivated, as you brought up, TD, to show the rest of the world, like, out of that system, see, I can do it on my own.
Can you decisively say you feel the Titans will win the Super Bowl next year with Tannehill?
No, but I couldn't say it with Brady. Brady's numbers in the second half of the season were very average.
Okay.
Very average. That
who's
offense
got more weapons
was below
on
average.
Offense, Patriots or Titans?
He will Titans. Be 44
Answer,
years
Titans.
Old. He
who's got more weapons
four.
On offense, Titans or Patriots?
At
on
some
offense.
Point, even Superman is going to fall
you're,
off
so
a cliff.
So you're not going to answer it?
I need
made my decision.
The answer
I need Elijah
the
to play
Titans,
Age
you know.
Ain't Nothing But a Number, man. I need that Aaliyah song, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. That guy, he's 44, yeah, but
he showed
can
signs
still play.
Of age this year.
He still plays better
he
than
showed
some.
Signs of his age
not
playing.
Not Tannehill.
Playing,
who was
showed
better
signs
this
of
year?
His age throwing to a banged up Tannehill. Julian Edelman. I don't even know who was at tight end. you know, your first round pick,
I get it.
Which should have been A.J. Brown, was
injured
N'Keal Harry, and he was hurt all year. I mean, what do you want him to do?
Undrafted
free
line?
Agent.
Which offensive line are you taking?
Your center was gone because he had a health issue.
Now, how ironic is this that you're talking about all these great weapons on the Titans offense after all the past years, our Mariota discussion? But I grant
well,
you.
Well, nobody saw the A.J. Brown coming, right?
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming. Derrick Henry's emerged as the guy. Mariota, there he wasn't the guy.
There's also don't you think there's an unknown of changing systems, too? When he has done it one place, one way, his whole career,
you
and now
think
you're gonna.
This guy's gonna have trouble changing systems, man. I gotta walk out.
By the way, especially when they change coaches all the time because they leave. So, I mean, you know, and I always had McDaniels a lot.
Rest assured, Willie, if he comes here, they would do things to incorporate a lot of the stuff that they did in New England. And frankly, a lot of the stuff that they did in New England would actually be really good, especially, man, the slot machine, Adam Humphries. Stretching that field horizontally.
Yeah. You think Brady knows how to hit those guys?
Adam Humphries messed around and approached Wes Welker type numbers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You guys, I am not questioning the greatness of Tom Brady in any way, shape, or form, but he will be 44.
You never answered the question.
No, I did.
You have a lot more weapons here than he had in New England.
I'll give you that.
Especially the running game. I mean,
I'll give you that.
All right, we'll come back, wrap up the second hour next.
Yeah, I'll have to take a step back and look at things here in the offseason. Obviously, I love this team. I love what this team was able to accomplish. A lot of love for the guys on this team and love playing with them. So I will take a step back and look at that. But right now, it's just really can't think about anything but how close we were and this loss.
There you go, Ryan Tannehill.
Tiger style.
I just heard him, but we cut it off, but he said, look, you'd be crazy not to sign me over Tom Brady. That's what he said, but we cut that part out. No, he didn't say that at all. Will you have coverage from down in Mobile on Friday? Will you be back?
I will be back Friday.
So
but
you
there's
guys
no,
will
there's,
talk about everything
yeah,
that
yeah,
you...
Yeah, 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 we'll talk about it.
Okay. So check that out Friday night from 6 until 8.
Real quick, Ryan Tannehill, Jarrell Casey have been added to the Pro Bowl.
Congratulations to them. Well deserved. Coach B, what's up?
Man, look here. I'm a diehard New England fan. I've been a New England fan since 85. But I put this on my mama. I will work 4 jobs if the Titans sign Tom Brady and get him down here. I promise you, again, on my mama, I will work 4 jobs and become a Titans fan and try my darndest to get every home game they got. That's my guy.
You'll put that in writing?
Man, I'll put it in writing, seal it with blood, however you want to do it. Spit on it, shake on it, pinky swear, whatever you want to do, I got it.
And let me say this. You know, when one of us says on my mama, it's real talk. We serious.
that's real. Hey, man, look here. You talking about excitement. I'm going to give you the best comparison that I've been sitting here thinking about. It's like in basketball. Every team that LeBron goes to, they become like the, you know what I'm saying, the perennial favorite. And I think if Brady come down here, if he's not, if the Titans won't be the favorite, they're going to be the second team. So I think it's that type of situation if the Titans sign him. Man, this is huge. This might, if this was to go down, this would probably be one of the biggest things in Titans history. And that's for real. I don't care. You know, Eddie George, Steve, no, don't get me wrong. I love Steve Mignere, but if Brady come down here and man, put that work in, can you imagine how crazy this city would be?
That was part of my pitch.
LeBron and Brady are not the same age.
It's the craziness in this market. I mean, those discussions go away. And I'm just telling you right now,
man.
If it happens, Coach B, we're going to come find you, and you're going to have to honor what you just said
on
the air.
Look here, I give you my address off air. You can come get me, bro.
He's smart. He said off air.
I know. That is smart. Coach B, always a pleasure. Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it.
Man, I like Coach B.
That was good.
Here's another one by listener Gregory. He says, I don't like Brady, but he wants to prove he can do it without Belichick. Your point, Darren, you can sense it. Mike Vrabel wants to stick it to Belichick for trading him. It is, I mean, with the connections of the New England thing, it's not as crazy as it may have sounded when we first tossed this out. I think Chase tossed it out several months ago, and we're like, what?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't the first time we've talked about
right.
it, for sure.
Yeah. I honestly think, though,
so, I mean, it's not that far-fetched as much as I want to say, nah, I just love the direction they're going right now with Tannehill, and I would really think twice. Like, if they had not made the playoffs, then I think I would have been saying, hey, let's explore this. But after what just happened, I just have a hard time saying, let's go in a different direction. Because that offense was almost as good as anybody's, but with few exceptions by the end of the season.
I just think it could be better
with Brady. I was going to say, I don't think you would take a step back, in my opinion, with Brady.
You get a chance to get the GOAT without a serious drop off, I think you do it. And I'm not saying sign him for 3 years. 1 year, man. 1 year.
So you think that the drop off in the New England offense this year was solely personnel and not Brady?
They're
not
the talent.
You ever hear that guy that wears number 87? Like he likes to party a lot and he can spike the dog mess out of the football. Rob Gronkowski. You pull him out of the offense, like it's pretty different.
Like he's arguably he's the best tight end maybe we've ever seen.
I grant you that, 100%. But there were a lot of metrics that were telling you that Brady can't get the ball down the field as well as he did.
Give us a tight end. Just tell us one. Who was he throwing to? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Ben Watson?
You can't even name a tight end on their team.
Ben Watson.
We get the cricket noise.
No, I get it. I get it. And, you know, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying I would think twice before. You're not getting Tom Brady of even 2 years ago. He's going to get older. He's going to be 44.
Tom Brady's never had Derrick Henry. Tom Brady's got an A.J. Brown. And you brought up the great point of Adam Humphries
is
he's been throwing
fit.
To guys like that his whole career.
Yeah. And that's and making the thing them tons that makes, of money. It, makes it so attractive. And it's not like you're asking them to throw the ball 35 times a game. You will be asking him to, because you know what you're going to see, eight in the box, right? And when you see eight in the box, you got that guy, you know, out there making things happen to get them out of eight in the box.
It's intriguing.
By the way, how big was Adam Humphries yesterday? I mean,
did a nice job.
Arthur Smith, I got to shout him out too.
He did a great
job. That one, the third and six in the first quarter where they had him motion into the backfield and then release through the line and run that. Like that. That's
right at the sticks too.
That's awesome, man. Yep. Excellent play design.
He did a great job.
Fell forward for the first
time. There's another guy who enters next year in a completely different place in his career than he did last year. The unknown. Mm-hmm. Let's give him a chance. Who is this guy? Now he comes in. He has put some skins on the wall now. I'll tell you what, it's an intriguing discussion.
I think you're
going
to change your tune. I think the more we talk the more you're going to change.
I'm intrigued. You guys are selling me, but I love the direction of the offense right now.
Look, just make no mistake about it, exactly what Teron said. Just because we're saying that doesn't mean it's an indictment against Tannehill. It's not. It's not saying, hey, you know, it was a flash in the pan, just wait, you know, next year he'll revert back. It's not that at all. It's just saying you've got a chance to get the best ever.
Well, let's use the comparison.
It's for a year. It's not like you're signing up for a 5-year deal. It's we set for a year, and for a guy to prove the rest of the league that, hey, I can do this without and everything that we talked about in this market, for all the people, like it really matters. It doesn't matter, but for a lot of fans, it matters that nobody on the national stage ever talks about the Titans, right? We hear that all the time. That goes away. It goes away.
Yeah.
The Titans become a regular discussion on a national platform. And if you care about that, which I don't, but if you do care about, like a lot of you do, that goes away.
That would be gravy for me. That wouldn't be the reason to do it. That would be a nice secondary reason. I think can you prepare yourself for this, though? 2015... Peyton Manning at 39. Let's just take scenarios, right? He suddenly became a guy that was not a guy who could carry an offense anymore.
And he took the Broncos to two Super Bowls and won one of them.
Well,
how have the Broncos been post Peyton Manning?
Well, what I'm saying is, though, that when they won the Super Bowl, it was because the rest of the team was so good. He was more or less a game manager.
But look at the run when they ran into one of the best defenses in the last 10 years when they faced the Seahawks that year. You know, they ran into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, but that was a couple years before that.
I'm talking about the year they lost. But look at what he did. 50 daggone touchdowns that year, if I'm not mistaken. Could be 51.
Okay, but we're talking
about first year in Denver, he was.
Yeah, but that was a couple years before
charts.
That. 2013.
That was, you mentioned 39.
2013. He was 37 that year. And he was magnificent. But he dropped to 39 the next year. And that was when they got beat at home. Remember the long pass that Flacco hit?
Yeah, right.
And then they
Moore.
Won it
Good
the next
gracious.
Year, but he was a shell of him. He had 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. And they won the Super Bowl.
This is under the assumption that Brady's going to age the same way as Peyton Manning has. I mean,
I'm just saying it happens suddenly. It happens.
Punch up Drew Brees.
How many neck surgeries?
It's a great point.
Right. How many neck surgeries has Tom Brady had?
Exactly.
I'm with you.
The dude's had one major injury in his career, the knee.
That was a decade ago.
This is my point. This is my, you guys are making good points.
Focus on just the age.
But my point is, it happens suddenly, right?
That's why you
Peyton
only
Manning
do
went
a year.
Being best in the league, 55 touchdowns. The next year, he was still strong, 39 touchdown passes, and then he dropped off a cliff. The next year, still won the Super Bowl, but it was not because of him. You just have to prepare yourself. Like if Brady,
so you don't
think
Peyton had anything to do with it? It wasn't because of him.
Yeah,
that
so
was that year they won the Super Bowl.
I understand, but his presence, like none of that,
he had nine touchdown passes and 17 interceptions.
Right, but his presence that had nothing to do with it. What he draws attention that it had nothing to do with it.
So he struggled.
You could have stuck anybody under center and the same results.
Not anybody, but he struggled. He was not the same.
I just can't discount him just because of age. Like it's just that doesn't work for me.
And you should know that as as we all age, you shouldn't do that. It's a bad idea.
I'm leaning towards Tannehill. I still would go Tannehill.
It won't be for long because I can already tell you're starting to shift. So we'll get you
next week. You know that Tom Brady would be an excellent decision.
We'll get you eventually. Teron?
I thought we flip-flopped it, too. Never mind.
Welcome back. Wow.
No, I'm Tannehill. Wow. I'm not flip-flopping anything.
Chase McCabe, everybody.
I could be accused of being too loyal to the bird in hand. Like,
you're going with what you saw, and I rightfully so. You know, I'm with you on that. I just say, you know what? Shoot for the stars. Shoot for the stars, man.
Is this a PSA?
PSA. The more you can know. Teamwork.
Brought to you by Teron Davenport.
Play the Reading Rainbow. Remember that? Reading Rainbow. I can be anything.
I did not think we would end on that note, but we did. TD, good to see you.
Always fun, man.
We'll do it again soon. Enjoy Mobile. It's a beautiful place.
I can't wait, man.
All right, we'll come back hour number 3 next.